growing. Dan Big Bank, let's keep growing. This time check is brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
The time on Phoenix FM is 18 hours. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
The headlines. Court orders inquiry into delay in case linked to Chiwempala market unrest. Voting closes in Chawama parliamentary by-election. In global news, Bobby Wine slams internet shutdown in Uganda election. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Chingola Magistrates Court has ordered a preliminary inquiry to establish why there has been a delay in committing to the High Court a case involving 34 people facing terrorism and other charges. The 34 suspects, who include 9 juveniles currently on bail, are facing 6 charges, among them terrorism, riotous behavior, theft, and arson. The case is linked to unrest that occurred on November 8, 2025 at Chiwempala Market in Chingola, where President Hakainde Hichilema was holding a public meeting. The decision was made when the matter came up for mention at the mobile court sitting in Kamfinsa, where the defense applied for a preliminary inquiry, citing delays by the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, in committing the case to the High Court. The defense argued that the law allows for such an inquiry in cases of delay and that it would be in the interest of justice. The state requested time to respond to the application at the next sitting, but the court ruled that it has the power to order a preliminary inquiry if it establishes that there has been a delay in the committal process by the DPP. The case has been adjourned to January 28th. Voting in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections has officially come to an end, with all polling stations closing at exactly 18 hours. The voting, which began at exactly 06 hours at all polling stations, saw a fair share of the electorate going to exercise their right to vote. Phoenix News visited 87 of the 111 polling centres in the constituency, where voter turnout was generally fair, with high participation in the morning that gradually declined toward the close of the polls. Speaking to the media, the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ chairperson, Mwangala Zalomis, expressed satisfaction with the voter turnout, attributing it to the peaceful environment that characterized the campaign period leading up to today's vote. Mrs. Zalomis further clarified that voters whose names are not included in the new register will be eligible to vote in August this year.
We've spoken to the monitors and to the polling agents, and all the polling agents and the polling agents of different political parties and different independents, and the monitors. And the monitors here, you've seen them, there's CCMG, there's GIES, there's FODEB, there's Community Action, and there's one which I've come to know, the Community Against Political Violence. And there are so many monitors here. And so far, the reports that we have had, even from them, that the election is peaceful. So they haven't had any incidents or somebody stopped.
Meanwhile, some voters have expressed disappointment after being denied the opportunity to vote despite being registered and having participated in the 2021 general elections.
And which I voted last year, meaning 2021. But I'm surprised that they have denied me access to vote. I don't know what has gone wrong because I never replaced, I never did anything, just changing the same constituency. But I'm told that I cannot vote.
Chawama has 111 polling stations with 92,879 registered voters. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha has urged the Constitutional Court to dismiss a petition by lawyer Makebi Zulu, who is seeking a declaration that Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 is legally null and void, claiming it ceased to be a valid legislative instrument following the judgment in Monia Zulu and Celestine Mukandila versus the Attorney General. Mr. Kabesha told the courts that following the President's assent of Bill 7 on December 18, 2025, the instrument acquired the force of law and was formally incorporated into the Constitution under Article 79.5A. He further explains that the earlier Munia Zulu judgment addressed procedural defects in the initial initiation and consultation process of the amendment, but did not extinguish Parliament's mandate or permanently bar further constitutional reform. The Attorney General highlighted that steps were taken to rectify the procedural issues identified by the court, including the deferral of Bill 7 by the Minister, the appointment of a technical committee by the President, and subsequent consultations. Mr. Kabesha argued that the current petition is now overtaken by events, amounts to a duplication of proceedings, and constitutes an abuse of court process. He asked the Constitutional Court to dismiss the matter with costs. Zesco Limited says a normal power supply is expected to be restored by midnight this evening to Mazabuka, Monze, and surrounding areas following damages on the Mazabuka 88 kilovolt distribution line in the Kafue area caused by heavy rains. Speaking in Kafue this afternoon, Zesco Senior Manager for Transmission, Mizinga Monga, disclosed that the heavy downpour on Tuesday resulted in the collapsing of two electricity towers, but that five temporal wooden poles are being installed in place of the towers. Mr. Monga explained that installing towers takes longer as it requires the laying of a strong concrete foundation, but works on reinstalling of the two collapsed steel structures will commence immediately after restoration of power supply and is expected to take over a month to complete. He has since apologized to consumers for the inconvenience the power cuts may have caused.
We had a tripping on Wednesday on the Kafetan Mazabuka line, where after which we discovered we had two fallen towers, and that's the work that has been going on. The towers are currently with the what we call edge structures, where we are installing five edge structures on the same line in order for us to restore supply. So we've been working around the clock, and we are expecting that the supply into Mazabuka and surrounding areas will be restored by midnight today.
In global news, Ugandan opposition candidate Bobi Wine has slammed an internet shutdown in the country as he cast his ballot this afternoon in the country's presidential election. Uganda's internet was shut down Tuesday by the government communications agency, which cited misinformation, electoral fraud, and incitement of violence.